The Grand Coalition of Civic and Social Democrats at Prague City Hall is about to end a year after it assumed power. In a surprise move, the Civic Democrats in the capital on Tuesday announced they were leaving the ruling bloc, justifying the step by budgetary and personal issues. However, the unconvincing explanation has given rise to wide-ranging speculation about the real reason behind the reshuffle. Jan Richter has the story.
The local elections in October last year saw the defeat of the Civic Democrats in Prague for the first time since the fall of communism. But the party still managed to retain the post of mayor thanks to a deal with the Social Democrats that left the winning Topo 9 party out in the cold. In part, the Civic Democrats succeeded because they nominated a respected figure, Bohuslav Svoboda, for the post in an attempt to cut themselves off from the corrupt practices of the past. But now, a year later, the Civic Democrats seem to have had a change of heart. They no longer consider the Social Democrats a viable coalition partner at Prague City Hall. Boris Šťastný is the head of the party's Prague branch.
In the long run, there have been discrepancies between the Civic Democrats and Social Democrats in Prague. The coalition has not been fully functional, and there have been serious misgivings between the two parties. The final straw was a debt trap, which now threatens the capital because of the Social Democrats.
However, none of the reasons presented by Mr. Šťastný seem credible. It is true that the Social Democrats are probably more generous with city finances, and one of their leaders in Prague faces a trial over a clash of interests. But that's nothing the Civic Democrats would not have known before, as political analyst Peter Just points out.
We have to maybe lean a little bit to the explanation which arose during the night and also in the morning today, that the major purpose of all these changes is actually to strengthen the position of the wing of Civic Democratic Party, which is against the current mayor. And it's reality that Mr. Svoboda has been several times attacked by the ODS members who were kind of afraid that Mr. Svoboda's position could, for example, block some of the public contracts that been on the table since the previous administration.
The Civic Democrats now want to negotiate a new coalition with the election winner, Topo 9. But that would be the end of Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda, which might well be the ultimate objective of the move. When asked by reporters whether infighting within his own party was behind the decision to end the Grand Coalition, Mayor Svoboda had this to say.
All I can say is that it is well possible that the mayor is the one who's in someone's way. I can also say that it might be related to a huge city cleanup tender. The problem might be that I or we don't agree with the tender in its current form.
The coalition is to formally end within 30 days, but all three parties represented in Prague City Hall, the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and the Social Democrats, will immediately start talks to determine the city's future government.
Jan Richter with the latest from Prague City Hall.